I'm just saying it's a team sport. I mean, I love this kid's ambition. He's clearly got skills, but until he joins up and starts being part of the team, the game will always pass him by. Come on, Ender!
Live from Monster Dome, deep underneath and yet somehow still five stories above Austin, Texas, this is Inside the Locker, the geekiest sportscast you've ever heard.
Welcome to another totally rad episode of Inside the Locker, the weekly nerdy sportscast that hates the Sixers, but only because we are Team Gunter. I am your host, Brian Salisbury, and joining me, by the way, that reference flew over like most people's heads. Unless guys, you need to read Ready Player One. Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin all other literature that you've ever devoted your eyes to. Go read Ready Player One. It's so good. I'm getting really, really fucking into it, and I am totally a Gunter. Anyway, I'm Brian Salisbury. I'm joined, of course, by Elliot DeLawyer Fontanette.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that well this week.
Okay.
So you might hear some sniffles. That's what's going on.
I didn't ask, but I'm glad you volunteered.
And apparently I'm doing my my Brock Sampson impersonation.
I'm just leaping in with. Yeah, I'm not feeling too good this week.
This is Sexy Midnight.
This is my sexy boy.
Well, I tell you one thing I've been watching out for is like I listen to a lot of Giant Bomb, and I've noticed when I listen to podcasts, I drift into that style.
Oh, do you?
It's really fucking. It's really messed up.
Well, you know, I mean, it happens.
Sex for bomb.
Like I try to listen to podcasts that are like what's the word? Professional. And copy what they do, and I'm never good at it. So here we are. Also joining us is, of course, JC, the man, the myth, the legend, De Leon.
I'm feeling okay.
Yeah. And, of course, Adam, beef nuggets, Charles.
I am what I am.
Beef nuggets.
I am. So, JC, I want to ask you, how's that bandwagon treating you?
He's been high up on Golden State.
He's been high up on Curry for the past couple of years.
Also, JC roots for like 32 different NBA teams.
Do you really have, aside from the Chicago Cubs, do you even really have like a team, or do you get more attached to players?
I get more attached to players because when I was a kid, I kind of had it in my head that I would kind of work in the NBA in some capacity, either coach or a scout or something. And that didn't work out, but players move around too often.
Well, not yet.
And so, you know, it was hard to root for like one team. Plus, I grew up 5 hours away from the Spurs, and you know, everybody's like, you have to be a Spurs fan because it's the closest team. I'm like, 5 hours away. Like,
were you a Jordan hater
for the
growing
guys
up?
That I like. I wasn't a Jordan hater growing up, but Charles Barkley was and is my all time favorite athlete.
Why?
And so. Because
I don't
awesome.
Know that. I don't know he was. I don't know he was actually your favorite athlete.
Do you not listen to the shows we record?
I don't know it was his favorite.
Do you judge him by how well he throws people through windows? Is that how we judge Charles Barkley?
One time,
just one.
Time. Everybody deserves to throw somebody through a window one time.
Roadhouse.
Yeah, and Roadhouse. So you know, once Jordan retired, I definitely am one of these people. Like being the age I am, it's like I recognize that he's the greatest. He was never my favorite.
Okay,
I got you.
You know, but I know.
Well, I think you know why? Because you're really an NBA fan.
Yeah.
Like, I was always a Jordan fan. I wasn't a basketball fan. I just liked Michael Jordan.
See, I think I was more like that, yeah.
Because after Jordan retired, I completely fell off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of funny you say that, because I feel like it's the same argument people even have when they talk about movies. When people get on people about movies, when they say, hey, what's your favorite movie of all time? Certain types of, like, film enthusiasts will differentiate between their favorite and the best. You know?
Yeah, oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
It's so annoying for other people to talk to me about movies.
And it's weird
it's
because...
two different things.
But yeah,
the art of film enthusiast, like to people who are really into that particular kind of thing, mm-hmm. they really do put a specific kind of value on the thing it is that they consider their favorite.
Yeah,
because they have completely separate reasons why they consider something else better than that, even though they would always pick their favorite over the best.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
And we're not even into the show yet, and we're already getting into the philosophical meat of what it means to be a geek. And I really like that, because that's what this show is all about: is us living in the twin spheres of nerddom and sports fandom. I want to let you know that if you want to hear more stuff like that, you can get us on iTunes as well as on Stitcher. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ITLcast and like the website on Facebook, facebook.com/oneofusnet. And please do consider becoming a subscriber. That is how we keep the lights on around here. And you are going to be glad this week that the lights are still on, because we've got a hell of a giveaway, a giveaway challenge. Think of this as the Amazing Race, except more amazing and more racist. No, more racy. No,
you are
more
the raciest racist of all time.
Okay, the Amazing Racy racist giveaway. basically, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Amazon Prime has a new service where there are warehouses in certain cities. You can get now 2-hour delivery. Fuck that next day bullshit. 2 hours. You can order something from their warehouse selection. It will arrive to you within 2 hours, according to their website.
So what you're saying is that that next day stuff is 2,000 and late.
And we are 2,000 and great.
Yes.
So what we have done is we have actually ordered a very special prize. And we... Basically, here's how the challenge is going to work. If we just ordered it, if that prize arrives before we're done recording this show, we're going to give it away. And if it doesn't... Oh, we're going to keep it because we're evil.
We're going to tell you about it.
So you're literally taking our stuff. This is like Win Ben Stein's money. You're taking stuff off of our proverbial plate here.
Hope you guys like fleshlights.
Hope you like fleshlights.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't like fleshlights?
No, but those are too expensive. We didn't buy those.
The way this is going to work is if that doorbell rings, if that guy shows up before the show is over, we're going to give you a code word somewhere in this show. If that happens, all you got to do is we'll put up some kind of prompt, be like, all right, send us your code words, and you'll send us a direct message with that code word. First person that does that wins that prize, and we'll tell you what that prize is once it gets here, but keep your ears open for that. Also want to let you guys know, next week we will be doing another live cast, this time for the 2015 NFL Draft, and we'll also be playing our famous movie draft game in the process. I'm really excited for this. We haven't done this in a year.
I know. That was a lot of fun.
I'm really excited to do this. And I'm actually, you know what, I am going to look into how to patent games, because I think we could patent that one.
Oh, we can.
I think it could be our first official podcast patent, but not a patent for podcast, because some douchebag actually tried to do that, and fuck that guy. Seriously.
I'm not saying he's a troll, but he's been hanging around a lot of bridges.
Exactly. Did you not hear about this?
No.
Some guy tried to go to the patent office and say, I want to file a patent on the podcast, like the concept of a podcast. No, it was not. But it was basically like he wanted everyone who has a podcast to have to pay him, kind of the way people have to pay for happy birthday. I was like, you fucking douche nozzle.
No, douche nozzle is too fucking good.
It is too fucking
good. He's a cum-guzzling thunder taint.
Nice. Reaching back to that Blade Trinity.
I don't like to say...
Insult lexicon.
I don't like to say cunt anymore, so I say taint instead.
I think it's okay to say cunt as long as you say it with a British accent.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's fine. You know, like, can I get any of you cunts a drink? Like, then it's like, because...
Now you sound like Nick Frost.
Exactly. Like, that's...
Oh my God, you're American Nick Frost.
Oh,
that's good. He's awesome.
Is that bad? Basically, what you're telling me is I got to get back to the gym.
No. Nick Frost lost a bunch of weight, like, in one movie.
One of the most fun interviews I've ever done, actually, was with Nick Frost. Super cool guy.
I didn't mean it like that, dude.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Elliot. Just because you go to the gym all the time.
I can't talk about
anybody. He's
the gym guy.
I was going to say, you're the... You know what I was about to call you? The Black Rock. But The Rock is technically...
He's black.
The blacker rock.
He's one of those, like, mark ethnicities.
No, I'll tell you how Martin told everybody on Leo a few years ago. It used to be, back in the 60s, not the good old days, but back in the fucked up old days, that if you had one drop, your ass was black.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. I don't give a fuck what you mixed with, you black. Now it's like, everything's more equal. Well, I'm mixed. I'm like, my little sister did that shit. She's like, well, I am multicultural. Rebecca, you from New Orleans. Black.
A friend of mine, I've heard the story about The Rock from the set of one of the Fast and Furious movies. I don't remember who I heard the story from, but they heard it related from, you know, somebody else. And I think it was for Fast 6, and Justin Lin is asking The Rock, like, telling him about this stunt and asking him, you know, hey, is that something you can do? And The Rock looks at him and he goes, brother, I can do anything except make white babies.
I just want to be clear, I don't knock your social constructive race, but that's how it used to be. So we will
social constructive race.
All race is a social construct.
Wow, dude, this is way too philosophical for us.
Sorry.
No, you're doing well. Just this show, you're way too smart for this show.
Yeah, we have yet to talk about sports at all.
I'll give you a perfect example. When I was in Louisiana, I was black. As soon as I got to Texas, people thought I was Hispanic. And if I gained too much weight, they think I'm Samoan.
What's brother gonna do? He's Samoan.
Like
Tony Rocket.
When I was in college, I used to wear these Hawaiian shorts. Because they had they were all elastic.
Mm.
And I was gaining my freshman 60. And I was like, okay.
I got that when I moved to Austin. Austin 60.
This one girl I had a crush on, I mean, her name was Carmen back in the day. I was a freshman in college. She goes, are you Samoan? And I was like, I gotta get to the gym.
Yeah, that happened to me. When I started thinking that Austin 360 wasn't a magazine, but the weight I was going to achieve once I moved here, yeah, it's time to hit the gym. Hey, guys, speaking of sports, we are going to. But in the meantime, we're going to play a game. We're going to play a little game that I kind of come up with. It's called Geek Horse. All right. So Horse, you may remember, is a popular playground basketball game. usually played by guys like us who have a hard time finding enough geek friends who will actually play basketball with us. So today, we've invented a bizarre hybrid of trivia and hoops. Geek Horse is going to work a lot like the basketball game, except we're going to use trivia cards from the board game Geek Battle, which is not an official sponsor, but I do want to say, if you like Trivial Pursuit, but you're like, it's not geeky enough, Geek Battle is an awesome game. You should definitely pick it up. Free plug for you, Geek Battle. And this is how this is going to work. So the Geek Battle trivia cards have four categories: sci-fi and fantasy, comics and video games, science and technology, and geek life. We're going to go around the table from me to Adam to JC to Elliot. If the person in front of you has not correctly answered a question, you may pick your category. If the person in front of you gets a question correct from a certain category, you must also get a question right from that category, or you get a letter. Everybody clear on how the game works?
Exactly. So is it going to be like basically last man standing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just like horse.
Just like horse.
All right. And I'm going to start. Adam, I guess you're going to start technically, but since nobody's gotten a question right, because you're the first one.
I get to pick?
You get to pick a category.
Okay. Can you read them to me again?
Sci-fi and fantasy, comics and video games, science and technology, or geek life?
Ooh. Let's go.
Also, I think we should spell geek and not horse, because for the sake of time.
That's probably good.
Also, because the shorter we make the show, the more likely I get to keep the prize.
All I know is I keep on hearing geek life, and I think of the thug life.
Oh my god, like across my chest. I'm going to get it tattooed, hell yeah.
Geek life.
Geek life, it is.
Let's go sci-fi and fantasy.
Sci-fi and fantasy, it is.
Oh, crap.
And it's a multiple choice. You are so fucked, JC. What spice is the most essential and valuable commodity in the Dune universe?
Oh. You said this is multiple choice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to? Okay. Is it paprika? Is it majoram? Is it melange? Or is it garam masala?
I'm going to go with B.
That is incorrect!
God!
It is melange!
I will put this out there that my only exposure to the Dune universe is David Lynch's theatrical cut of Dune.
Which also mentions melange. By the way, I'm going to stop. Like, I just realized I tapped the deck of cards on the table and it sounded like a knock. Don't get excited, guys. That's not the Amazon driver. We actually were tracking him right now.
I just thought Frank Underwood was here.
Yeah, right? All right. Well, JC, it is now your turn. And since Adam did not get one correct, you may select your category.
I wish I had somebody writing for me like Frank Underwood.
I know, right? Just turn to the camera and be like, sometimes you must pick the fruit before it is ripe.
Yeah. Those are the same four?
Yeah, let me...
The science and technology.
Science and technology.
Look at the brain on JC.
We're about to. What form of alcohol, I should have gotten this question, is the most prevalent in whiskey? Is it A, pentothal? Is it B, methanol? Is it C, isopropyl alcohol? Or D, ethanol?
B.
Oh, it is actually ethanol. Yeah. We were looking for ethanol.
Oh, dang.
So far, no letters, but no right answers.
My car is full of whiskey right now.
At least 10% whiskey.
See, I got excited. I was like, well, go fucking get it. And then I realized what you meant. Elliot, you may select your...
Let's go with comics and video games.
Okay, comics and video games.
My phone.
Also a multiple choice. What year did Gary Trudeau's Doonesbury comic strip first run? Was it A, 1970?
It's your heart.
B, 1972? C, 1974? Or D, 1976?
C?
It was A, 1970.
Thank God.
How does it work? Neither of us get a letter until somebody before us.
Yeah, how do you guys not know how horse works?
It
works the exact same way.
Yeah.
Elliot, here. I can't read my own question. Okay. I'm gonna go. Isn't there one that has movies?
No.
There's not one that has movies. Sci-fi. Shit. I have
errored. Technically, it's with sci-fi.
Sci-fi fantasy. I will take sci-fi fantasy.
Okay.
Bring it.
What was the first James Bond film?
What the fuck? Sir. Are you kidding me?
Is it multiple choice?
Yeah.
Don't even give them to me.
What was the first James Bond film in which Miss Moneypenny did not appear?
Ooh, did not appear. Miss Money... Okay. I may regret not taking the multiple choice.
Yeah, if you had the multiple choice, this would be pretty easy, actually.
In which... let me think about the ones she wasn't... She was in Doctor No. She was in... Goldfinger. Golden...
I'm reminded of a great church
song. It's definitely not Thunderball. It's definitely... She was in Diamonds Are Forever. Was she in Her Majesty's Secret Service? I think she was. She would. I am going to throw out a blind guess and say You Only Live Twice.
Nope. You were thinking, like, too early. Casino Royale.
Shit. Really?
Yeah.
Wait. I had a feeling it was going to be one of the newer.
Really?
Because it was the Black Money Penny that didn't get introduced.
No. I mean, yes, but it's just weird. I thought for sure there was at least one early one where she... Wow, that's... I might have to hand in my J card. My James Bond card.
I mean, I gotta say, actually, though, in which way is this sci-fi fantasy?
It's, if you... I want to be James Bond. That's my fantasy.
And, like, Hughes... I mean,
kind of sort of sci-fi with...
it's a stretch, but I can see it.
With the gadgets.
Ah! There's somebody at the door.
That's the guy.
Oh, are you kidding me? You kidding me?
We ordered that less than an hour
Say
ago.
Holy shit, guys. Holy shit.
Name was literally...
Oh, wow. All right.
Y'all wanted it quick, right?
Yeah.
Because they're fast.
Dude, that was kind of freaky fast. Like, that was like Jimmy John's freaky fast.
Oh, yeah. We ordered that less than an hour ago.
They said it was going to take 2 hours.
Yeah.
Less than an hour later, guys, your prize has arrived. And it is, in fact, is it Nerf?
Yeah.
It is a Nerf basketball set because we are dorks.
And Nerf or nothing, motherfuckers.
Nerf or nothing. So, yeah, we have one of these to give away. I actually ordered two, but I am going to keep one.
So everybody wins!
Everybody wins! So we're going to tell you a little bit later in the show what your code word is that you will be messaging to us to win that. So make sure you are following us on the Twitters. Anyway, we're going to get back to the game where none of us have managed to do anything. So,
okay, yeah.
Okay.
All right, I got to ask Adam another question here. Adam, what category do you choose, sir?
Let's go... What have we not done yet? Geek Life?
Yeah, Geek Life.
Let's go Geek Life.
You are not going to believe this fucking question.
Okay.
Nerf is not just a football. It's also an acronym. What does it stand for? Is it A, non-expanding recreational foam? Is it B, non-toxic entertainment and recreation fun? Is it C, ninth energy reflection formula, which sounds like something from Scientology? Or is it D, nylon elastic reactive foam?
Ooh.
So again, that is non-expanding recreational foam, non-toxic entertainment and recreation fun, ninth energy reflection formula, or nylon elastic reactive foam.
Man,
that sounds like
A, B, and D all sound like they make sense. I'm gonna go with D.
It was A.
Fuck!
Yeah.
How would you know? Like, you'd have to be the biggest Nerf geek of all time.
Yeah, even I'm not that geeky.
But it is expandable. You compress it and it expands back out.
That's what she said.
Your dick is weird. JC, pick your category. I'm so glad we went with geek instead of horse or we'd be here all fucking night.
Let's go science and technology again.
Science and technology. The U.S. atomic clock uses the radioactive frequency of what element to determine the official standard of time?
Son of a bitch.
Is it hydrogen, cesium, uranium, or aluminum?
Oh. I want to take it if he doesn't get it right.
Aluminum.
I wonder if I can come up with a steel. No, probably not. It's actually...
Well, you could do...
It's cesium, in fact. Yep.
Ah, here's what we can do. Let's try this for a steel.
All right.
If you think you know it, you can steal and you can dock the player before you.
Okay.
You dock them like a G or
give them a letter.
Give them a letter.
Okay.
Or if you get it wrong...
You get two letters.
You get two letters.
Oh, okay. That's fucking awesome.
That's awesome.
There you go.
New rule. That was always a rule. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Elliot, choose your category, sir.
Give me Geek Life.
Comic-Con International, the world's biggest geek fest, has been held since 1970 in what U.S. city?
San Diego.
That is correct! So I must now get a Geek Life question correct, and I'm handing the deck over to Elliot. So that you know there's no cheating going on. I'm still blown away by how fast that guy got here.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
That's fucking crazy.
Okay, you've glued your fingers together with super glue. What fluid may help you loosen up your digits?
Semen. No, I'm just kidding. Is there multiple choice?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that exacerbate the problem?
It'd make things stickier. Yeah.
Rubbing alcohol, vinegar, nail polish remover, witch hazel.
Nail polish remover.
Yep.
Yes!
Oh, fuck.
Boom.
Dang.
You got to get it. You got to get it, Adam.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Let Elliot read this one, too.
Okay.
Okay. What company makes Reese's Peanut Butter Cups? Nestle, Kraft Foods, Mars Inc., or the Hershey's Company?
I know the answer to this question.
Yeah, fit guy.
And Reese's Pieces are my...
So wait, at what point do I get to say I will steal it? Because if you get it wrong, that kind of makes it even... You, I'll steal it.
He can do it now.
I'll steal the shit out of it. But no, I don't. No, I want you to, like, give up.
Yeah, he has to give up first. That's a good question.
You have to give up before I can steal. Because otherwise you could just throw out...
Yeah, that's true. Because I could throw... It's multiple choice. I could throw out an answer and I can get it right.
Yeah.
And I'm good.
Yeah.
So, let's go with... It's not Hershey. I'm going to go with Mars Inc.
Steal. The answer is Hershey.
Yeah!
Enjoy your letter. Which you would have gotten that anyway.
Exactly.
JC, you have a letter too.
Yeah, how did we have to
Yeah, because otherwise it doesn't make sense because he was already going to get a letter.
Here's what happens. If you get one that you stole, you get to remove a letter that you have.
But I didn't have a letter. Oh, that's better anyway. You know what? Fine. We'll make that the rule. JC, you no longer have a letter.
Okay.
Adam has a G, and you can pick whatever category you want.
Adam has always been a G.
Adam has always been a G.
Okay, what are they again? Geek Life, Science and Technology.
Comics and video games, and yeah.
Alright, comics and video games.
Okay. Who portrayed... Oh, this is easy. Who portrayed Hellboy in the movie directed by Guillermo del Toro?
Ron Perlman.
Yep.
Boom. All right, now I got to read you a... What was that, comics and video games?
Yeah.
Oh, this has no multiple choice, but Elliot won't need it. And this is pretty awesome that we were just talking about this. Which Marvel Avenger is named for the symbol Fe on the periodic table of elements?
Oh, Iron Man?
That is correct. All right, so now I got to get a yell. Right.
You have to have some kind of, like, knowledge.
He's actually named for the fact that his suit's made of iron, but okay, yeah. Apparently he's... No,
Fey Man.
He's more like Fey Man.
Okay, so you got to get this one.
I got to get it.
But you know, you have a banked takeaway letter, I guess.
I do. I guess we bank it. That's how we do it. So I'm going to keep it.
Okay, which X-Men character actually led the X-Men for a while in the comics... Even though he's usually the leader of the Brotherhood of Mutants.
Magneto!
You know your X-Men history.
I know my shit, yo.
X-Men is like the biggest soap all right, opera in bring all it on. Of comic books.
That's true.
Bring it on.
Okay.
Come on.
We've gone around the horn with this. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to know this one. Like, what Bill Watterson comic strip featured a boy and his stuffed tiger?
Oh,
take your time talking
about it. Come on.
God damn it, what the hell's the name of it? No.
Yeah.
Calvin Hobbes.
Yeah. There it is. All right.
Thank you.
So it got back to JC, so I guess he gets to pick his category, right?
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah, you get to whatever. fuck, I don't know.
Let's go science and technology.
Okay.
Gotta get one of these.
What passing grade this is awesome. What passing grade is also a programming language? I want to steal this one. I haven't looked at the back.
All right, he calls a steal.
Yeah, it's fine.
C+.
All right, that's true.
Oh, it's C, but it's C+ programming.
Yeah, that's right.
But it says C. It doesn't say C+.
No points.
I'm making an executive decision. It's called C+ language.
Yeah. It is called, yeah.
That's fucking stupid. Okay, it's C, you got it right. So... JC has a letter, Adam has a letter, and both Ellie and I have bankable remove letters. So. Okay.
Well, in the spirit of Adam and I having been angry about missing, because I noticed he and I have dropped a few curse words throughout. Are you guys familiar with Brian Price, the Reds manager?
I am now, after that little tirade.
Oh, yeah. He went on a tirade this week, was asked by a reporter about the status of a player who wasn't at the stadium, and the Reds had just finished calling up a minor league player, and so the reporter was asking him about it. This pissed the dude off.
Prompted him into rage, Elliot. Sneezing rage.
Yeah. Pissed him off, kept asking all the pool of reporters, when you get information, why can't you keep it secret? How does that benefit the Reds? Basically spent 5 minutes, dropped 77 F-bombs.
Yes!
But I've been as candid as I can be about this team and our players, and we got to deal with this. Every team that we play has to know every guy that's here and what they can and can't do. Me.
In essence, revealed that he doesn't know what the job of a reporter is.
And he's also the father from A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Right?
Thinks that the reporters work for the Reds. They don't actually work for the Reds. They work for the newspaper.
To be fair, he thought they were also Mike and Ike.
Yeah.
Red Hots.
He just,
Red
yeah,
Hots. Candy.
Yeah, just said things like, I try to be cordial with you guys. I try to speak to you like men. You give you guys information, and you put it out there like a world event. I give you all this information, and you stick it right up my fucking ass.
Yeah, yeah, I like this tirade. 70,
so 77 F-bombs in a matter of 5 minutes. That's like Steph Curry hitting threes, yeah, like during practice.
I think the Rich Eisen show figured out that that is like, that at that rate, it would actually have more F-bombs than the movie Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Like, it is a higher per minute percentage of the F-word than in the Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. So,
and when you look it up online, you can find the audio. It's pretty amazing.
Pretty fucking fantastic. So pretty fucking fantastic.
So he basically just sprinted the Wolf of Wall Street.
He did. Yeah. He did. Absolutely. Yeah. And
what's funny is, like, the way people responded, like, normally when somebody does that, like, oh, you shouldn't talk to reporters like that, everybody's like, this guy's a joke. He doesn't understand what reporters and jokes are.
All right, Elliot, pick your category.
Science and technology. Let's try that.
Which of these inventions did Nikola Tesla dazzle a team of potential investors with at Madison Square Garden in 1898? Was it... No, I'm just kidding. A, voice recorder. B, remote-controlled boat. C, moving spotlight. Or D, X-ray machine.
D?
It was actually a remote control boat.
No way.
Tesla described his remote control boat as the first of a group of robots called teleautomatons.
Huh.
Dun, 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 dun. And then Judgment Day.
I guess I'm not
going to go with C.
All right. I know it didn't do me well last time, but I'm still going to go with sci-fi fantasy.
Okay. Oh, you'll love this.
Of course I will.
Complete the following insult that Princess Leia levels at Han Solo in The Emperor Strikes Back. While you stuck up, half-witted, scruffy-looking...
Nerf herder. That, like, seriously, yeah. Come on. Come on.
All about Nerf today.
It is all about Nerf today.
They should sponsor.
You know who's going to be a Nerf hoarder? The person who wins our contest.
Ah, because hey. It's all about that Nerf.
About that Nerf. About that Nerf. Okay. Or nothing.
So you?
For Sci-Fi Fantasy it is.
Adam, right. You must get this right. Or he will be
you'll
a
you'll know this one, too, because you love this movie.
Okay.
What is the derogatory term for aliens in District 9? Is it A, crabs, B, prawns, C, crayfish, D, shrimp?
Prawns.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So JC has to get a sci-fi fantasy one right now.
Okay.
If you grew up in the 80s, you should know this.
Okay.
I mean, I like how you scanned, like, did I?
I was like,
define grow up.
Age 0 to 8. So, you know, maybe.
In Weird Science, okay. Kelly LeBrock plays the perfect woman created by two nerds. What Pantene shampoo catchphrase is she also famous for?
God damn it.
Wow, that's a terrible question.
I thought you said inward science.
Oh, I want to put some inward science.
That's the porn version. That was on USA Up All Night.
That question's such a cock tease, because it's like, I love like weird science.
Like the movie.
Yeah.
Like
I love weird science, and I love Kelly LeBrock in the 80s, not so much now. But
it's a question, turd.
think about just a phrase that was really popular, like in the 80s. Like,
hey, Captain Generous. Oh, stop it.
Okay.
This isn't multiple choice.
Yeah, it's
not multiple choice.
This show is gonna go on. We already got the prize. We don't need to draw the show out anymore.
It's been
so
like 15 years since I've seen that.
It's okay if JC gets it wrong.
I don't know. Where's the beef? You said popular phrase from the 80s.
Again, in the porn version. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Oh, I actually didn't know that.
Neither did I.
All right. Bono's
beef.
I'm glad I'm not.
Give me sci-fi and fantasy.
All right. All of the references to street corners in The Matrix are real intersections in which of these
Chicago.
Cities? That is correct.
Wow.
Wachowskis are... We had one of our critics.
Chicago.
He's from Chicago on the site. I think it's Michael.
Oh, okay.
And he, like, regaled me with that.
Oh, okay.
One day.
See? You retain... This is like Slumdog Millionaire. He's going to get it right and then tell us exactly why he knows that.
Yeah. I love that movie.
I like it. All right. Hit me with your best shot.
Bam. What is the name of the artificial intelligence that... Sorry. Sneeze.
That makes Elliot sneeze.
Touch your tongue to the top of your mouth and see if it goes away.
Oh my god, it did.
Ha!
Weird.
Fucking works.
Science.
What is the name of the artificial intelligence that attempts to eradicate humanity in the Terminator films?
Hold on.
A, Skynet.
Skynet.
Bynet.
Okay. Skynet. I didn't know if they wanted that or Cyberdyne Systems. There's a lot to that.
Okay, sci-fi fantasy.
Hit Adam with your best shot.
What is the name of the classic time travel conundrum which involves going back in time and altering the past so that you no longer exist? A, timeline problem. B, grandfather paradox. C, mother paradigm. D, ancestor conundrum.
Read B and C again.
Grandfather paradox, mother paradigm.
Grandfather Paradox.
See, yes.
Hey, yes. All right, all right.
Speaking of back in time,
We're gonna go back in time.
We get to watch Land Before Time.
Sort of. Guess who's back in the NFL?
Guess who's back?
Is it Tebow Jesus Easter Day?
It is Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow was brought onto the Eagles to complete Chip Kelly's collection of complete NFL washouts.
Yeah.
Because not only did they pick up Sam Bradford, but you remember that they had Matt Leinart on their bench for a while. So, yeah.
So it's basically every failed Heisman Trophy winning quarterback of the last 8 years.
He is the Ash Ketchum.
You beat me to the joke, damn it.
Wow, I beat you to a Pokemon joke.
God,
that's crazy.
Damn it.
He's the Ash Ketchum of washed out Heisman football players.
He should get a bunch of ratchets instead of, like, you know, the Mewtwo.
Yeah, the last few weeks I've been like, Chip Kelly's a smart guy. I've kind of had his back on this. I'm like, maybe he knows something we don't know. I'm done. I don't understand what's happening. All right.
Okay, so who's he got back there? He's got Sam Bradford back there.
Mark Sanchez
back there.
Oh my God. I forgot he had Mark Sanchez. Yeah. He really does have the biggest team of washouts. Like, they are literally expander boom. No,
I really do feel like his whole goal is to completely just prove that he is gonna be what makes that team go. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to deliberately get rid of every single good player I have and bring in all these other people who nobody else wanted just to prove to you that I am better than you.
You know, this sounds like when they were trying to make that Justice League movie a few years ago, and they were casting just no names because nobody else was signing on to it.
Yeah. But he's doing it deliberately, though.
He's doing it deliberately, yeah. ESPN, within hours after the news breaking, tweeted out that three of the five worst QBRs since 2010... are now on the Eagles. Mark Sanchez, Sam Bradford, Tim Tebow.
Jesus Christ.
It's just sad. It's just sad. A bunch of Eagles with no wings. Yeah, Tim Tebow. Maybe Chip Kelly's like... Maybe someone in the organization is like, man, only God can help this guy now with these trades he's been doing. Tim Tebow. All right, where do we leave off? JC has to answer this question or he gets a letter.
In which of these movies did Buffy actress Sarah Michelle Gellar first appear? Scream 2... I Know What You Did Last Summer. You have the hardest questions. Cruel Intentions or The Grudge?
First movie?
Yeah. Or did she first appear in a movie?
Okay.
Two of those movies came out the same year.
So yeah, I was going to say, read them to me again.
Scream 2, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Cruel Intentions or The Grudge?
I feel like she would have been too... For her role in Cruel Intentions, she wouldn't have been a no name. I'm gonna go with I still know what you did last summer.
You are right.
Yes.
Yep. It's technically I Know What You Did Last Summer, but that's fine. That's fine. We'll let him have.
Okay.
It's okay. It's all good. It's all good.
C++.
I already gave you one, motherfucker.
That's a visual basic answer.
Comes back to you, so you get to pick the question.
Let's go with comic books.
Comic books and video games. What
electronic... Wait, does he have to do the same one that I was...
Wait, who got
he
that?
He started it.
He started it.
Oh,
okay,
my bad, my bad.
He started it.
You started it, Elliot. What Electronic Arts car racing video game franchise boasts more than 17 releases?
Oh, Gran Turismo?
Ooh, it's Need for Speed.
Really?
Damn, 17 is up to 17.
Jesus they must
Christ.
Be.
Like, they have Need for Speed Underground.
I knew it was a Gran Turismo, though. That was Sony.
I'm going to go with I'm going to go with comics and video games.
Okay. This one's too easy.
You say that, but you're probably right.
Okay. This is too hard.
Look, Goldilocks, will you just give me the damn question?
What cyan video game blockbuster was inspired by the Jules Verne novel The Mysterious Island?
Far Cry?
I think you might be right. Nope, missed.
Ah.
That's a good guess, though.
Too bad no one got it in front of me.
I was gonna say Tropical Island from... The Super NES days.
What's your category?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go... sci-fi fantasy.
What is the name... Well, what is the name of the dragon in The Hobbit?
Oh, Smaug.
I will accept that.
Smaug.
Smaug. I think his name is Smaug!
All right, fine.
Hey, JC, what is Indiana Jones a doctor of?
Archaeology?
Yes.
All right.
All right, so it is back to Elliot, who must now answer...
Sci-fi fantasy.
The Fellowship of the Ring set off from Rivendell with four hobbits, Legolas the Elf, Gimli the Dwarf, Aragorn, Boromir, and who else?
Say it again?
Fellowship of the Ring set off from Rivendell with four hobbits, Legolas the Elf, Gimli the Dwarf, Aragorn, Boromir, and who else?
Oh, Gandalf the Grey.
That is correct.
Damn right it is.
So I guess I gotta get a... yeah, it's back to me. I gotta get this right.
Okay, from which of the following areas does the... Ooh, this is good. From which of the following areas does... You'll know this, though. Does the zombie myth originate? India, Haiti. West Africa. Yeah.
I've seen Sugar Hill.
Hmm. Yep.
I know shit about shit.
Okay.
I've seen No Valor in the movie.
Okay, now you can just pick any...
Yeah, you can pick any category, Adam.
Okay, let's go... Geek Life.
The strength of prescription eyeglasses is measured in what unit? Shit, I didn't... Wow, that is a weird fucking question.
The strength of prescription eyeglasses is measured in what unit?
I feel like Cyclops would know this. You have 10 seconds.
Cubic visuals.
Nope. Diopters.
What the Ooh. Fuck is that?
You're the one set in the category. It's a hypothetical, so you're getting pissed.
That's funny.
Hypothetically, what the fuck is that?
JC, you may choose your category.
Science and technology.
Oh, you already have this one.
Oh, all right. New stack.
Yeah. It was the what's form of alcohol and whiskey thing.
Well, give it to me again.
Okay.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Carmine, also known as cochineal or natural red number 40, is a bright red pigment often used in wood and makeup that is derived from what?
That was a bunch of words that I didn't understand. Yeah. I heard carmine and I was immediately thinking something about mob.
Yeah. Falcone.
Not that it'll help, but read it again.
Carmine, also known as cochineal, or natural red number 40, is a bright red pigment often used in food and makeup that is derived from what?
I don't know, some sort of cruel animal testing.
Close, insects.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say like whale blubber.
All right. Elliot.
Carmine. Spanish fantasy. For a whale's vagina.
Sci-fi fantasy. Inspired by the uniforms Mal and Zoe wear during the war against the Alliance, what nickname is also used to describe Firefly fans?
Browncoats.
Also used to describe a subscriber level here at oneofus.net. Become a subscriber today. At the Browncoat level, $5 a month, you actually get access to not only the Breakfast Pub, which is our weekly news and trailer roundup, but also the original gentleman.
That actually worked out really well for a 1920s announcer.
I know, right? Flash! Okay. So you got that right. I'm sorry. I looked at that question because I forgot what we were doing.
No worries.
So I will flip the card, and I got to answer a sci-fi fantasy.
What Oscar-winning actor once starred in a movie about the dangers of playing role-playing games?
Tom Hanks. He was in a movie called Dungeons and Dragons.
No, actually, what? You got it right, but it was for a different reason.
Mazes and Monsters.
Yeah.
Okay. The point is, that was not part of the question, so technically I didn't get it wrong.
No, you got it right. Just damn.
All right. It's called Mazes and Monsters.
Yo, okay. Geek Fu is strong.
My Geek Fu is strong.
Bless you. Does you move your mouth?
He's allergic to majesty. So sitting close to me is bad for his health. Read Adam his question.
At what university was the Hobbit author J.R.R. Tolkien a professor?
Oh, Cambridge?
Oxford.
Oh, GE, motherfucker! You're a popular conglomerate!
What are you, a farmer?
What? It's after six. What am I, a farmer?
I like that y'all got that reference.
Yeah, 30 Rock, man. Hell yeah. All right, JC.
Comics and video games.
Okay. In Doonesbury, the fuck is with Doonesbury? Presidents are usually represented by an object. Rather being drawn as people, what object did the comic use to represent Bill Clinton? Can I give a hint?
Mm-mm. By the way, I'm so glad we didn't play Trivial Pursuit.
I would have all the pie. Adam, you would have no pie.
Animal of some kind. That was my answer. That.
And waffle. Margaret.
A waffle?
That was an awful waffle.
Wait. But nobody got it right in front of you, so you're fine. So you're both still at GE. Yeah. And Elliot and I have cashed bonuses that we'll never get to use.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, what's your category, buddy?
Give me science technology.
Science and technology. Who first systematically described geometry? Was it Descartes, Archimedes, Oprah, or Euclid?
Euclid.
I swear to God if you're right. fucking nerd.
Euclidean geometry. It's in the name.
You fucking nerd. No, I'm kidding.
I used to like geometry.
This is
like,
geek battle, not nerd battle.
That was like one of the subjects I used to play a game with myself, is I would intentionally fail the first test of a 6 weeks just to see if I could pull it out and get my B.
JC, do you have like sports news? He's talking about pulling it out in math class. Like, come on, dude. I've seen your dick. It's a little obtuse. No, I'm just kidding.
It's a little right angle.
If I'm laying down, high five myself. Awesome.
25 degrees, baby.
Brian, you like puns, right?
No. Yes. Wait. Yes.
Well, Reggie Miller likes puns.
Does he?
He doesn't know how to use them though.
Okay.
During the first game of the playoffs against the New Orleans Pelicans versus the Golden State Warriors, at one point Reggie Miller was talking about how good Anthony Davis is, but he's not as good as Steph Curry, and he used the exact quote with something along the lines of, "Yeah, you're just not as good as Steph Curry, no pun intended."
or utilized, in fact.
He might have thought, like, people thought Curry tastes good or something.
I'm like, don't get me wrong. I have made puns that have made people react the way we're reacting right now. But it's usually because I make, like, Dennis Miller level, like, obscure fucking references. Like, at the beginning of the show, when I referenced Ready Player One, you all looked at me like I had lobsters crawling out of my ears, which is a reference to A Christmas Story. See, I do it all the time. But yeah, I'm baffled.
You're like the alien, I feel like, from Star Trek, Darmok and Jalar. It's weird.
Like, he could have just filled it in with, yeah, that's what she said, and it would have made more sense.
Yeah. The headline to that story should have been, boom, maybe? Question mark? Ayo. See how that works. That's a pun, Reggie. No, that's a pun.
No, there's a pun in there somewhere.
Okay, like, we'll figure it out. So
Reggie Miller likes puns, like he knows puns like he knows dentists. So,
Anthony Davis.
Wow, your Reggie Miller hate is palpable.
I hate him so much I hate his sister.
Can that be a phrase? I hate you so much I hate your sister.
Your whole fucking family.
Free Berg and Seltzer, I hate you so much I hate your sister.
It's like, Reggie Miller, I got a feeling your whole family's going down.
O'Doyle rule.
Your parents are fine.
Fuck right. Your parents too. And Bad Kid's parents. All of them.
Oh, in fact, Elliot hates parents. Anyway.
There's a fucking Bad Kid Begins movie coming out this summer.
Hey.
Yeah, there is.
And what the shit?
When we talked about it on Breakfast Bubble, I was like, Elliot's probably wishing death on so many children's parents right now. All right. Where were we? Whose turn is it?
Reggie Miller puns. Your trying turn. To figure out how
You got Euclid right.
Yeah.
So it's my turn, and I got to get a fucking math question right, apparently.
What is the alcohol percentage of 80 proof vodka?
Oh, 40%.
Yeah. Damn, son.
Yeah, right. Alcoholic. It's, you asked the alcoholic question.
You divide by two. Are you fucking kidding?
That's let me
break it down for you like a fraction, which, as I understand it, is part of math.
And a Bernie Mac quote.
Basically, I drink a lot, and you ask me to divide a small number by another small number.
But
so
I didn't know that's how proof was.
Oh, you didn't know? Yeah.
I had no idea.
That's basically, that's what proof is.
So, like, Bacardi 151 has nothing to do with proof at all, I don't think, because you can't divide 151 by two. So just give me the deck of cards, and we'll pretend I didn't start saying
that. You can.
It's like 75 and a...
It's a regiment.
Shut the fuck up. And Brian doesn't know... Let me break it down for you like an improper fraction. 6/2.
Okay, so additives like hypotheticals.
I don't like math. Especially when I've been drinking.
So you're saying that wasn't a joy division?
Jesus Christ. At least that was a pun. At least that was a pun. Your stats right now, Elliot, I want to point out, are better than Reggie Miller's in the pun department. So, way to go.
But my stats in the championship of NBA is the same.
That's true.
You are so fired. So it's Adam's turn. It's Adam's turn. Okay. And you still have to answer a math McNerd question.
That's technically not true, because didn't he play in the 2001 Pacers that played against the Lakers?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
He didn't win the NBA championship, did he?
But he put up stats in the finals.
He didn't. It's win or go home. You don't get to give me that.
You don't record stats in the finals if you don't win.
If you lose your shit, everything goes away.
They just erase the whole board.
First or last.
Okay. Please read him the question.
What does a parsec measure? Brightness, distance, speed, or size?
What?
A parsec.
What does a parsec measure?
Parsec.
Okay. You can make fun of me for this for all I care. I have no idea what that is.
Dude, it's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. You remember that?
You're not.
It's this movie called Star Wars. Talking about the Millennium Falcon.
Read it again.
Oh. What does a parsec measure? Brightness, distance, speed, or size?
Let's go Speed.
I steal. It's actually distance.
Yes.
That's always one of the great mistakes of Star Wars, is that you can't make the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs, because a parsec is not a unit of measure for speed, it's a unit of measure for distance. Bitch.
I think we just heard like a geek orgasm right now.
Now I get to erase two letters that I don't have.
Okay, so does that mean he gets to choose the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets to choose. So my G-E-E.
You're one letter away. Yeah. We may just play this until Adam gets eliminated and then move on.
Comics.
Okay. Steve Rogers was given the Super Soldier Serum and turned into Captain America to battle which villains? Nazis, communists, Marxists, or Martians?
The Nazis.
I steal. They were Nazi Martians. No, I'm just kidding.
Not Iron Sky.
Fair enough. All right. So, Elliot, it's back to you. So, choose your category.
Well, I got to do comic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. What is the name of the main character in the Xbox game Halo?
Oh, Master Chief.
Yep, that is correct.
But what's his real name?
Oh, comics and video game.
Chief Master.
I don't know. I've never played him.
Master Bader.
Oh, I thought maybe he had a real name.
Darth Bader. Okay. Master Darth.
Wolverine has been a member Bader. Of Alpha Flight and the Avengers, but he's best known as a member of which other team of superheroes?
Is that a fucking question, really?
That is a question.
Like the X-Men?
Yep.
Seriously? You know what? No, I reject that question. Give me another one. I reject it. I reject the easiness of that question.
Okay. What comic book artist and cartoonist created the characters Quimby the Mouse, the Superman, and Jimmy Corrigan, the smartest kid on Earth? Mr. Cocky.
So the answer to that last question... Fuck. Okay, is there multiple choice?
Nope.
Fuck, really?
You did it to yourself.
God damn it.
Because this would have been Adam.
Bob Kane.
Nope, it is Chris Ware. So you're down to one bank letter.
I'm down to one bank letter. I'm going to erase my G. Erase the G. All right, fine. Okay. Adam, you get to pick your category.
Oh, let's go to sci-fi fantasy.
What was the first zombie movie? White Zombie, Night of the Living Dead, I Walked with the Zombie, or Voodoo Man?
Oh, shit. When was... I believe White Zombie was before I Walked with the Zombie, so White Zombie.
Yep.
Okay.
Well done. Okay. Adam was going to know that question. Adam is the only person I know who owns the Jacques Tourneur box set.
Yes.
So, and if you don't know why that's significant, then you should go watch I Walked with a Zombie. Yeah.
Actually, it's the Val Luton box set. But,
yep. When I said Jacques Tourneur, I mean, Jesus Christ.
And then go listen to Tegan and Sarah, I Was Walking with a Ghost.
This, you know who Johnny Hubers is in this episode? Me. My cockiness is costing me points left and right. Anyway. All right.
Please do cockiness.
Did you say bukakiness? Well, no, I'm just kidding.
Okay, JC. How is Earth described in Hitchhiker's... Let me make sure I'm reading the right... Yeah. How is Earth described in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Eponinus Guidebook. A. No cause for panic. B. Less enjoyable than sticking your head in a pig. C. Almost, but not completely unlike fun. D. Mostly harmless.
Mostly harmless.
Yes.
All right.
This one's nice.
All right, and it's back to Elliot.
I would not have gotten either of those.
Actually, ones. No, you were the first one to go.
I was the first one. Right. Yep.
I was halfway confident in that answer.
In Land of the Lost, what were the slow-moving lizard-like humanoids?
Oh, Sleestaks.
That is correct.
Ooh, good
job. Yeah, right. And sorry. It got back up.
What the fuck? I just... Okay, for those of you playing at home...
That was so awesome. It was like, bah, fuck you. And he's like, no, fuck you.
There's a goddamn moth in the studio, and I just reached up and palmed it and fucking threw it on the ground. I felt like a badass. And that thing flew right back up like...
We like the game with the finger. Both like,
five shots couldn't drop me. I took it and smiled, and he flew up, and I was like, is that a Tupac moth? That's so weird. All right, so
I'm going to be the next Fast and the Furious!
Apparently, moths don't get concussions.
Apparently not. Apparently
that
not.
Thing deserves to live now.
It does. I'm not even going to mess with it again.
Okay.
All right, so I got to get this right.
Yeah. In which northeastern state do many George A. Romero zombie movies take place?
That would be Pennsylvania.
No. I'm just messing with you.
I was like, wait, yes it is.
I just wanted to see your face.
I literally, like, Elliot, this is a hubris day for me. You can't be fucking with me like that, because I almost believed that I got that wrong.
I was going to steal and do one at random, like, steal Texas.
Okay, Adam, choose another category.
We'll go Geek Life.
Geek Life! In big non-coincidence, the first name of Will Wheaton's character on Star Trek The Next Generation was series creators Gene Roddenberry's middle name.
Oh, he's Wesley.
Shut up, Wesley, you're right.
Shut up, Wesley.
Okay.
Shut up, Wesley.
What brand of fried crisp is the shape of a hyperbolic paraboloid? What the
fuck? The fuck does that mean?
I think I know the answer to this question.
So something to do with tremors, right?
Think about it. Okay, so a crisp. You gave Adam. I'm gonna give him this one. A crisp is not technically a potato chip. That's all I'm gonna say. Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
What brand of fried crisp is the shape of a hyperbolic paraboloid?
Oh. Pringle.
Yep.
All right. Well done. I was gonna say Cheez-It. That would have been wrong. I don't know what a hyperbolic paraplegic is.
Well, the thing is, Pringles aren't actually technically any potato. They're like wheat and shit.
Oh, cool. That's something I know now.
But did you say hyperbolic?
Hyperbaric?
Hyperbaric.
Hyperbolic on the thing.
I don't know. It's fine. Okay. It's probably fine. Okay, so what, you have to get one right?
Geek Life.
In The Big Lebowski. This is interesting. What item did the dude take from the Big Lebowski mansion as compensation?
Is it multiple choice?
It is not. Because you should fucking know this.
Bowling ball?
Steel!
Yes.
Rug.
That is correct!
Yes!
Adam has one of his letters removed. He is back to GE. Elliot now has a letter. He is a G.
But I'm wiping mine clean now. Because yes. I had that banked one.
Oh, that's true. So you have no G. But Adam only has GE, and I don't know what.
And every time they make reference to it, they move their hands as if you guys could see.
Radio.
It's good for radio. All right, hit me with. Let's do a little comics and games. Yeah.
What social gaming company publishes Bejeweled and Peggle?
Shit, I play Peggle.
Jeff would know this.
You might even say I like to Peggle. I don't.
Steel.
All right.
Electronic Arts.
No. PopCap.
Fuck.
Oh.
So JC's out of the game.
Is he out of the game?
Yeah, he got two letters for trying to steal when he didn't know the answer.
Oh, that's right.
These are the rules that Adam came up with.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. So JC's out. I have a letter. And wait, do I still have a letter eraser?
You have a letter eraser, yeah.
Rip. I have no letter.
We both have no letters. He is GE.
Yep.
Well, hold on. Actually, did Ellie get the last?
No, question? But I wiped it with my. I had a banked letter.
So you started from scratch. So you don't.
Oh, okay. Then I have no letter, and I still have my G.
Okay, let's go.
That's why this is gonna take 2 hours.
Right. Oh, fuck. Let's go. You know what? Pick one for me.
I'll pick one. Which of these black comic characters is actually of African descent? Black Widow, Black Canary, Black Lightning, Black Mamba. And I'll be disappointed if you get this wrong.
Why?
Because you're a racist.
Okay. I read them again?
Because you're a racist.
Which of these black comic characters is actually of African descent?
Yeah, okay.
Think of Super Friends. Black Widow, Black Canary, Black Lightning, or Black Mamba?
I'm going to go Black Mamba.
Black Lightning, you
racist. Oh, Black Mamba's not. That's what Kobe's nickname is.
No, you don't get a letter because I got it wrong.
No, you don't get a letter. You're good.
Shit, man. Okay, so here's what I think we should do. We're just going to do the whole show of this, and we're going to keep talking about the stuff we were going to talk about.
Let's do that.
So this whole show is just this, guys. So if you don't like it, I don't know what the fuck I can tell you. stick around, though, because you'll win a prize. We're gonna basically bribe you into listening to our whole game. All right.
We can always do like lightning round or something.
We'll figure out a lightning round.
A black lightning round.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that question was interesting because like the first two I knew are white girls, and then Black Mamba is Kobe, and so yeah.
I thought Black Mamba was like Beatrice in Kill Bill. Or should I? You should blurt me out when I say that name.
No, I think people have probably seen Kill Bill by now. I think you're pretty safe, Elliot.
I tell you, when I was little, I couldn't read Beatrice. I thought it was Beat Rice. And I'd be like, why are people naming their kids Beat Rice? What the fuck?
Yeah, it's Beatrix. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
And you get to pick any category, right?
Let's go with Geek Life.
All right. Oh, man. Why didn't I get this one? Who provides James Bond with his fab gadgets?
Q?
Yeah, I'm not even going to. It's multiple choice. Really? That one needed to be multiple choice? Come on, guys. Come on, man. That's not my phrase. I can't take that phrase.
Okay. Which of the following was not a character on Pee-wee's Playhouse?
One of my favorite shows growing up.
Charity, Jambi the Genie, Captain Carl, or Magic Mug?
Wait, what was that last one?
Magic Mug.
I'm going to correct you because I know you read something wrong. No, actually, I'm good. I got one. I know you read something wrong. The first one is Cherry, right?
Not Cherry. Cherry. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
It's Magic Mug. Because that was the stripper who lived
Magic
next door.
Magic Mug XL.
What?
Okay, Adam.
So Cherry was his chair. What were the other two?
Jambi the Genie.
Jambi was his wish-granting genie.
I remember
Cowboy that. Carl was Fishburne, wasn't it?
Cowboy Curtis was Lawrence Fishburne. Captain Carl was Phil Hartman.
Oh, I know. That's right.
Sad. One of the coolest things I got for Christmas this year is my aunt actually found my original Pee-wee's Playhouse playset.
Nice.
With a bunch of the like original figures still in it. It's falling apart a little bit, but man, I fucking
did
love
that. Did you or Chris get like the Blu-ray that just came out? They came out with the entire series.
I don't know that I got the. Man, did I? I don't think I got the Blu-rays. I have them on DVD, but I don't think I have them on Blu-ray. I'll have to work on that.
Yeah, it was a Shout Factory release.
I'd say another cool thing that Brian has that he put on for a party that fans will never come to because you're not in Austin. Fuck you.
Sometimes they come.
But if you're in Austin, I tend to invite...
I'm just messing.
Probably unwisely invite anyone
actually,
who's in
our
town.
Fans are really cool. I'll just mess with you.
Yeah.
He has this, like, After These Messages DVDs
yep.
that are really fucking cool.
I paid way too much for those at Austin Comic Con when I realized it was just somebody recording them off YouTube.
It really is.
I was like, oh, I fucked myself.
But it's better because like, you can just put that on at a party.
That's true.
Like,
that's
YouTube,
true.
You have to, like, bring them up and...
Yeah. I mean, you could make a playlist, but you still got to hook your laptop into your TV. Yeah, you know what? Elliot, thank you. I feel better about my way too expensive purchase. All right, I got one right. So, Adam,
what am I down to?
Geek
what
Life.
What is the name of the band whose music video featuring the members doing a choreographed dance on treadmills has been viewed more than 50 million times on YouTube?
Okay, go.
He said, the question
Damn.
Is, on that was the answer?
Yes.
I thought you were just telling him to read the question. Okay, go. All right. It's back to you. You got the Geek Life,
Let's
right?
Let's go with so, science and technology.
Science and technology. How many 100-watt light bulbs can you plug into a standard 120-volt, 15-amp home circuit without blowing the fuse? Is it 12, 15, 18, or 20? I will read it again. How many 100-watt light bulbs can you plug into a standard 120-volt, 15-amp home circuit without blowing the fuse?
Say the choices again.
12, 15, 18, 20.
12.
It is actually 18.
Oh, wow.
That is right.
I'm going to throw a wrench into this whole thing and dispute my elimination. This is the home screen of the Peggle, and it says PopCat, published by Electronic Arts.
Judges.
Oh, he's back!
Judges.
Oh,
JC
back.
Is back in the game, ladies and gentlemen.
As a lawyer, I appreciate a good appeal.
All right, so you're back down to GE, and you're back in the game.
Sweet.
That yeah. is fucking impressive.
So it is. You know what else is impressive is that we are going to do this for the whole fucking show. I did not anticipate this game going so long, but that's okay. Oh, this is you've got to read me a question, actually. And I will go with science and... No, I will go with fantasy and sci-fi. Fake science.
In Monty Python and the Holy Grail, as the knights skip about, I know this one. What do they bang together?
Coconuts.
How did it get here? A swallow carried it.
Okay. Oh.
Adam, what Swiss surrealist artist won an Academy Award for his design of the titular xenomorph and alien? H.R. Block, H.R. Geiger, H.R. Puffinstuff.
don't give him the multiple choice.
H.R. Geiger.
Fuck you.
I'm going to counter that one, yes. Geiger counter. Yeah.
Still better than Reggie Miller.
So are my teeth. I just hate that fucker.
I know, it's clear.
Okay, which sci-fi author is credited with coining the term cyberspace? William Gibson, Neal Stephenson, Philip K. Dick, Ian M. Banks. Oh, wow, I didn't think it was that one.
Philip K. Dick.
Nope, William Gibson.
And he's back out.
And no, he's GE.
Yeah.
So he's
okay,
holding on
I
by
will
a letter.
Take science and technology.
All right, science and technology for Elliot. Which of these prefixes represents the smallest multiple? Pico, micro, nano, milla.
Pico?
And he's correct. Well done.
Damn.
So I got to answer a science and technology. Oh, this is going to be bad. Thank God I still have one letter eraser.
What are the four states of matter?
Bill Nye. Hold on. Bill Nye the Science Guy. Okay, so it's solid, liquid, gas.
This last one is only found in certain places.
Pubes.
Nope.
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt. I don't know. I literally don't know.
Plasma.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Hey, it's a letter. I erased it, but I no longer have any letter erasers. Shit.
Plasma, if I remember, is like usually only found in like the sun.
Here comes the sun.
Actually, isn't it in my body? Can't you like go donate that for like $200?
Yes, you can donate the sun. All right. $200
really? I don't know.
You got to pick your category.
Let's go comic books and video games.
In 1982, Atari manufactured 12 million Pac-Man cartridges for its Atari 2600 game system. How many Atari 2600 had been purchased at that time?
What the fuck? Oh, is it better be multiple choice.
It's 10 million. Is it 10 million, 12 million, 14 million, 16, a million?
That was a trick question. Like zero.
Let's go. I'm going to go the highest one. Let's go 16.
The answer is 10 million! Yeah. Because they made more Pac-Man. Just like they did with E.T., they made more Pac-Man cartridges than they actually had.
I got it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got mine wrong in front of you, so.
I'm still in it, then.
You're still in it. Still in it to win it. Didn't I?
Yeah, he did.
States of Matter and whatnot. JC, category.
So we've done science and technology, geek life, comics and video games. What's the fourth one?
Where's Johnny?
Sci-fi fantasy.
Let's go geek life.
She said.
Which of these beverages has the most caffeine per ounce? Espresso, Monster Energy Drink, Red Bull, or chocolate milk?
Ooh. Go with espresso.
That is correct!
Yay!
All right, so Elliot.
What do I have to do?
Science. You have to get a... What
Geek
was that?
Life. Geek Life.
In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, what candy did Willy Wonka create for children who had very little pocket money?
Oh, the Everlasting Gobstopper.
I'm not even going to flip it over because that is correct, so I got to get one right now. All right, come on. Here come the G.
In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, who is the Sausage King of Chicago?
Gabe Froman. I'm sorry, multiple choice? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Carl Weathers, Abe Froman, Alan Ruck, Rod Blagojevich.
It's Abe Froman, so I got it wrong.
So I have a G.
Steal, Abe Froman.
That's JC.
I
shouldn't have fucking said that.
Your answer was a G too much.
Oh, now I have one.
It's poetic.
Oh, it is.
All right, Hubris. I have a G. I'd seriously, Johnny Hubris, okay. That's me.
Let's go.
Fuck!
Let's go. Sci-fi fantasy.
Sorry, go ahead.
In the story Beowulf, who does Beowulf first battle? Grendel, Grendel's mother, the dragon's mother?
Grendel.
Grendel, yeah.
All right. Well, fuck you too.
Beowulf does later have to fight Grendel's mother and a dragon.
Don't care.
Yeah. So we saw the movie.
I did not.
I read the cliff notes for that book. I didn't see that movie.
I drank at a bar called the Herat, which is apparently a Beowulf reference. Does that count?
What fantasy world is author Piers Anthony's best known for? Mirth, Neverland, Elegisia, Xanth.
God damn it! I'm fucked all night by these questions.
Yeah, you are.
Because there's so many easy ones.
That I fuck up.
What are they again?
Mirth, Neverland, Elegisia, and Xanath.
Neverland.
And you're out.
Yep.
Xanath do.
Wait, but look, I have this picture of... No, I'm out.
This picture's worth winning the whole world.
Look up some more news stories since we can actually talk about sports.
Let's talk about the playoffs, NBA.
Yeah, playoffs. What's going on with the playoffs, JC?
Playoffs.
Those are like going
playoffs?
On.
Playoffs.
Yeah. Nearly every series went to a 2-0 lead, with the favorites being up, with the exception of the Wizards over the Raptors.
Didn't the Clippers? Didn't San Antonio win the second game?
I was gonna they say. I said nearly. Yeah. It would have been the first time in the 16-team format if all eight matches. Went 2-0, but the Spurs stopped that.
And I think technically Memphis is the lower seed over Portland. I think it's...
You're right.
But I don't think anybody expected that Memphis wasn't going to win.
Yeah, so yeah, you're right.
Nice.
But yeah, speaking of the Spurs, some of the regular season awards have gone out, which we predicted a little bit last week.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth man of the year went to Lou Williams. It was kind of a surprise that the Raptors are kind of under the radar all year, but he... Lou Williams, famous this year for making the tabloids because he had a girlfriend who had a girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
And so, good job. He had two girlfriends.
In the movie Dodgeball, they call that the jackpot.
Yeah. Coach of the Year went to Budenholzer from Atlanta, like I thought it might.
There you go.
And Steve Kerr was second.
He had a great tweet about that.
Steve Kerr?
Yeah, he was like, yeah, you know, couldn't go to. I actually have stolen a lot of his plays.
So well, interesting thing about that is, so the Warriors have pretty much the same roster that they had last year, which is probably would probably hurt Steve Kerr a little bit. The starting lineup of the Warriors, which crushed the league all season, those same five players were available last year. That same five team players as a unit played not a single minute together last year.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
So it kind of shed some of the light on the firing of Mark Jackson, which I was against at the time because I was like, this is a 50-win team. How are you going to fire the coach? Speaking of fired coaches, Scott Brooks from Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Okay.
I think that's a mistake and a half, and here's why. So they fired Scott Brooks essentially because the Thunder didn't make the playoffs this year. They got beat out in like basically right at the end for that last playoff spot. Okay, fine. You're upset about that. I get that. But consider this. He took the team to the finals, okay, in, what was it, 2011.
Yeah.
Okay, and this was to the first year of his tenure that they didn't reach the playoffs.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that Ibaka, Westbrook, and Kevin Garnett collectively missed Durant. 88 games.
Yeah, Durant.
Durant, yeah, sorry.
No, that's exactly what I was thinking. I don't know necessarily that I would say that Scott Brooks maybe doesn't he probably doesn't deserve to be fired, but I don't think he deserves to be judged specifically on their performance of the past few years.
Yeah, it's
because yeah, they do make it to the finals, and it's the I want to say it's what the second year that like because they drafted Durant, Westbrook, and Harden all like back to back to back.
Yeah,
and like three first round draft picks each year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they actually get chemistry going, and then 2 years down the road, they make the finals. Next year, Harden's gone. He goes to Houston, so now it's down to just Durant and Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like collectively each year, somebody of significance to that team goes out, and that prevents them from actually making the finals.
Yeah. From an execution standpoint, though, as
he was executed? That's harsh, man. That's harsh.
The X's and O's of what Scott Brooks brought to the table, it didn't. The offense left a lot to be desired. It ended up, when Durant and Westbrook were both healthy, the offense basically was going to, Larry, you take a shot, and then the next time I'll take a shot.
Yeah.
the other three dudes just going to basically traffic cones on the court. One thing I noticed, I've been to two Warriors games this year, one in New Orleans and one in San Antonio. And one of the things that I know, the way the game's changing and the way that players evolve and what players respect is they respect, you know, guys that kind of give them the space, guys who kind of, you know a little bit about what they've gone through. And Steve Kerr was a player. One of the things I noticed about both Warriors games that I went to that made me kind of realize why the players like Steve Kerr so much, I like to get to the games really early because I'm a nerd and I like watching the guys warm up.
Shame, sir.
Yeah. And so both times when I would get there as early as I possibly could, I noticed two things. I noticed the same thing in both games. Steve Kerr, in practice warm-ups with the players, helping them warm up and like taking shots and just like being there with them. And that goes a long way. Which is probably why Oklahoma City wants a guy like Kevin Ollie just took his name out of the running, but they're going after Billy Donovan from the University of Florida. I'd look for them to go really young with the hire. And the evidence with really young hires is strong because Brad Stevens is killing it in Boston.
I'm really glad because Butler is a school from Indiana. Actually, I've been to Hinkle Fieldhouse a couple times as a kid. And I saw them play such a lofty, imposing foes as the Evansville Purple Aces. So I was just really happy to see them in the final game 2 years in a row, and Brad Stevens got called up, which I knew would happen. I was really happy to see he had some success this year.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this Boston team because they're coached really well. I mean, they are about to get swept by the Cavaliers, but I mean, they're a young team that's bound to happen. I like Marcus Smart a lot more than I thought I was going to. That dude is fun to watch. He's smart. He's
so they got smart when they drafted him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think listeners will kind of remember we talked about him when he had that incident where he punched a fan after the fan allegedly called him the N-word, which is understandable. Like, he hasn't had an incident since then. Like, he's been a model citizen.
He hasn't. He hasn't had an incident since then, so gotta give him that.
Final news piece, Kawhi Leonard, also Defensive Player of the Year, which I thought was going to happen.
Yeah. Really, did you? Did you actually think that was going to happen?
Yeah, he missed a chunk of games, but in the analytics of it, it was going to be between him and Draymond Green. And the way voting works, Draymond actually did get more first place votes.
Yeah.
But they they do a point system with the number of votes that you get, and so it ended up being
It sounds a lot Kawhi. Like how kind of like how they vote for the Heisman.
Yeah.
I was wondering whether or not the reason why Draymond didn't get it is because I wonder how many people gave, if they gave Draymond the first place vote, they immediately gave Kawhi probably the second place vote.
Yeah.
But people who gave Kawhi the first place vote, I don't know necessarily if they gave Draymond the second place vote.
Right.
I feel like DeAndre Jordan and Draymond, because they both play the same position, may have split votes against each other. Like, one may have taken the other's, like, second place spot,
yeah,
where Kawhi was consistently number two.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Draymond consistently, he defend, one of the only guys in the league who can defend the 1-5 position. Has just about the same impact as DeAndre Jordan, but I think what most people remember about Kawhi is Kawhi shuts down scorers.
Yeah.
Whereas Draymond can pretty much shut down anybody, including non-scorers, which is semi-easy to do. Kawhi shuts down Curry, he can shut down Harden, like, yeah.
Sweet. Well, thanks, JC, for that update. Elliot, I believe it was your turn to answer a question?
Can I follow what he did?
Yeah, because he's out.
He's yeah, so you can
pick, you can pick your category.
Let's go with Geek Life.
Geek Life. You've been Rickrolled if you've been tricked into watching a YouTube video by which artist? Rick James, Rick Astley, Ricardo Montalban, Ricky Martin.
It's the white guy who sounds like a black guy. Rick Astley.
Brian Salzberg? No, I'm just kidding. Rick Astley is correct, so I must now answer a Geek Life question. And I also want to talk, before we end the show, I want to talk about this football helmet thing. So these Star Wars inspired football helmets that Adam actually linked us to last week, I meant to talk about. We'll get to that in just a second. But Elliot, first my question, please.
In poker, aces and eights is commonly referred to
as the dead man's hand.
And who was this name for? Wild Bill Hancock.
Hancock.
Doc Holliday. Bat Masterson. Buffalo Bill Cody.
Wild Bill Hancock.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep, he died with that hand in his hand. He was shot in the back while playing cards.
Hmm.
So these football helmets, they basically what they did, this is so awesome, they took the existing logos and they tried to match them as closely as possible using Star Wars characters, creatures, and locations. Like, for example, the Pittsburgh Steelers helmet with the yellow, red, and I believe it's a blue star at the bottom. Yellow, red, blue star. They changed those stars into the Droidicas from the prequels, and it's now the Ryloth Droidicas. So, but it keeps the same pattern, the same kind of basic structure. It's really fucking awesome. Actually, my favorite is the Atlanta Falcons helmet that they've transformed to look like one of the Interceptor TIE fighters. Funny enough, it is also Ryloth. I guess they ran out of places. This is the Ryloth Interceptors. I don't know if you guys saw this, but this is really fucking rad. It looks almost exactly like the Atlanta Falcons logo, but it's one of the Interceptor TIE Fighters. And what I find funniest about this is that the Washington Redskins are the Naboo Gungans. And I'm like, so you replace the most racist team in football with the most racist character from the entire Star Wars universe.
You did that on purpose.
They really see, that's what I like. I like the attention to detail here. Yeah. I really do. Okay.
Yeah, no, you need to put a link up to that or something. But I mean, whoever it was that came up with that concept did a really good job with their designs.
Okay, so I got it right. So yep, Adam,
I'm Geek Life.
Your Geek Life. All right, hit him. Hit him up.
Hit him up style.
With that Geek Life.
What was that song? Which of the following television shows was not created by Joss Whedon? Firefly, Wonder Woman, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Dollhouse.
Wonder Woman!
That's way too fucking easy.
But I'm down to a K, so...
All right, I gotta ask you a question now.
Okay.
So wait, did we go all the way around?
We did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me science, technology.
Science and technology. The SETI Institute's mission is to explore, understand, and explain the origin, nature, and prevalence of life in the universe. What does SETI stand for? SETI.
Does it not tell you?
That's the question. What is
Search for extraterrestrial intelligence?
That is correct.
Yes!
Nice!
Watching Contact paid off.
All right,
you just guess that.
Well done. All right, I guess I got to answer a question in this as well. I think Elliot's right, though. I think, or it might have been Adam that said it. Like, the person who came up with those helmets is clearly a Patriots fan, because the Jedis. They're the
Jedis.
Yeah, they're the Jedis. Like, they've got, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi wearing that. They got the hood, so it's like the Coruscant Jedis, and it's got the Obi-Wan hood. And... No, I'm sorry. There is one on here called the Siths. That should have been the fucking Siths. All right, hit me.
Oh, well, but actually, didn't he give the Cowboys the Rebels?
Yes, he did. Yeah, that's kind of, that is kind of awesome. And the Colts got the troopers.
Yeah.
And it has the stormtrooper head and then like all this like this almost like bandolier of ammo and then the two guns, so it kind of still looks like a horseshoe. They got really creative with it. I was really impressed. All right, who's up? Is it me or is it Adam?
It is you, sir.
Is me? Okay.
A wireless network uses what kind of waves to communicate information? Microwaves, sound waves, heat waves, radio waves.
I'm going to say radio waves.
Radio waves.
Hey, all right. All right.
So hey!
Facebook was originally developed as a social tool for students at what university?
Oh, fuck. Harvard.
Yep.
All right.
It's back to me, and I get to choose. I am going to go with comics and video games.
These easy questions are bullshit.
Project Natal game controller stole the show at the 2009 E3 conference. What was Project Natal, I guess Natal, called when it actually hit store shelves?
What? Say it again?
The Project Natal game controller stole the show at the 2009 E3 conference. What was Project Natal called when it hit actual store shelves?
And there is no multiple choice for this.
What year E3?
2009.
The Wii U controller?
It was actually the Kinect. The Kinect, yeah. Oh, I stole it, but you're out of the game, so you can't do that. All right.
I just wanted to do that to be impressive.
Fucking liar. Impressive. You are
the
impressive.
The Kinect is hated so much now, I'm surprised it ever stole any shit.
Yeah, right. All right.
I mean, it's useful for the Xbox On and all that stuff, but yeah.
I'm still going sci-fi fantasy.
Okay. Which movie was disqualified from Academy Awards special effects nomination because of its use of computer generated imagery was considered cheating at the time? Tron, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Blade Runner, Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan.
I'm gonna go with Tron.
Yes.
Also, apparently they fixed that because Life of Pi won, so
anyway. And nobody got paid, apparently.
Yeah, fuck that movie in so many ways. All right.
That's considered cheating.
Yeah.
In the film...
Yeah, it's like, it's not like they were trying to win. Like, they didn't make the movie so they could win an Academy Award. It's not cheating. You just don't... You can disqualify it, but it's not like they were trying to sneak one by you. Right? You're the one that controls the nominations. Anyway, sorry.
In the film about their excellent adventure, what is the name of the band that Bill and Ted form that becomes the core of the future's utopian society? Wild Stallions, Steel Dragons, The Lone Rangers, Hot Water.
I'm going to say, man, I haven't seen this since I was a kid. Steel Dragons.
I want to steal.
You have the card in your hand.
I know. Yeah.
I didn't look at it.
No, it's fine. You know what? It doesn't matter because Adam is now out.
Okay.
Because it's Wild Stallions.
No, but he could have picked out. I guess he
took... No, because we're going to do a lightning round to determine the winner between me. It is down to you and it is down to me once again, Elliot.
It was always going to be down to you and me.
It was always going to be down to you and me. So here's how it's going to work. We're going to hand the cards to JC. We're going to settle on a category right now. Or, you know what? Let's do it this way. Let's pick our strongest categories between the two of us. So I'll pick for mine sci-fi fantasy, and you can pick...
Sci-fi and fantasy is
I mean, you can pick that one too if you want.
I'll pick science technology, I guess.
Okay, so here's how it's going to work, JC. You're going to ask me all the pink questions...
No, I don't want that. Ask me science and technology.
Okay, just sci-fi. Ask. Okay, sci-fi. We're both gonna get that category. So you're just gonna go card by card, back and forth, and the first person to get one wrong loses, and the other person wins.
I think I know where Elliot was going with this. Wait. I kind of like the idea of it.
I was gonna give you the science and technology.
Yeah, it's basically a Billy Madison type.
Competition. All right.
You pick your opponent's.
Yeah, category. Pick your opponent.
So what's your worst category?
I will pick for you science technology.
And what's your worst category? Be honest.
Probably science technology.
Okay, read us both science and technology questions.
Wait, hold on. This is a lightning round? So what?
Lightning round.
Number of correct answers in a...
No. The way it works is we're going to keep going back and forth until one of us gets it wrong.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have any letters.
I don't care, because this is the lightning round.
Lightning round, yeah. Okay.
Letters mean shit to me, Elliot.
All right. Okay. What is the next number in this series?
Elliot... You are the champion. Sorry, go ahead.
11, 13, 17, 19, 23.
No, I know this. I know this. This is mine. I know this. Those are prime numbers. So, what was the last one? 23?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Damn.
Is that it? Is the game's over?
No. Oh, first we go until someone gets it wrong, okay, and then the other person wins. Although I like your is it over? Is it finally over? Is the show finally over?
Because I didn't know if like both of you were answering at the same time.
Hey, before we continue, your special code word is Bantha. Bantha. Bantha is your code word to win the prize.
We said it so late, nobody's going
to be. I know. See, that's the incentive to keep listening.
Yeah. Go we for weren't it. A lot of news anyway, so yeah, this was fine.
This was a good show, goddammit. Yeah,
you guys laughed and you know it.
Confrontational, I like it.
I know.
Manhattan Project physicist Richard Feynman amused himself at the top secret Los Alamos base with which of the following hobbies? Safecracking, pyromania, streaking, or surveillance?
Streaking?
Nope.
Oh!
What the fuck was on streaking?
And it is actually over.
What was it?
Was it
safecracking?
Oh, okay. I was going to say surveillance, so I would have been wrong too. Well, that does it. Game over. I have won our first ever Geek Horse. That apparently takes a long time. I will keep that in mind. Maybe the next time we play that will be on a live cast when we record for 4 hours.
Fair, that was my suggestion, so don't blame yourself.
Dude, but no, yeah, I liked it. You're right. I'm sorry. I should give credit where credit's due.
I'm not saying for credit. I'm saying for blame. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that was a fun game. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to thank the good folks at this weird Amazon Prime. What's it called officially?
It's Amazon Prime Now.
Amazon Prime Now for delivering our prize
in less than an hour. These brown paper bags that are like huge, but they just like have the logo emblazoned on them. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. So and we tried to tip the guy and they can't take cash tips. He was just like, no, I can't. Like, so it's pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
It's a little bit more in terms of the shipping. Like, the shipping cost is like $7 or $8. But it's fucking worth it if you get it. Like, seriously, it was less than an hour.
Yeah.
Fucking incredible. That's going to do it for the show. I want to let you guys know, once again, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on Twitter, at ITLcast. The website's on Facebook, facebook.com/oneofusnet. You can get us individually on Twitter. I'm at Bri Guy Salisbury.
At ITL Elliot.
At JCW1.
At the underscore B.
What's up there? Dog who accidentally got into something sour? Elliot, you gonna be okay, buddy?
Actually, I've been fighting off a cold for like a few days.
I gotta tell you, we gotta get our Periscope account working.
Mistakenly ate the moth that you tried to kill.
We've got to get our Periscope account up because there are things that happen in this room while we're recording that really require the visuals. But, oh my God, Elliot, you are a delight. Are a delight. Thanks, guys. Please consider becoming a subscriber if you haven't already. And again, we'll figure out a way to declare a winner as far as the code word goes. Something about messaging us on Twitter. I'll figure it out. I'll post it. Don't worry about it. But yeah, we got that prize for you from Amazon Prime Now. And until next week, I'm going to close the show out. And make sure to tune in next week. We're going to be doing our live draft cast, and we're going to be playing the movie draft game as we talk about the various selections, seeing where Mariota, seeing where Jameis Winston, and then everybody else goes. So, and there won't be a Johnny Manziel for us to debate about, which will be kind of fun. But yeah, until next week, I'm going to close the show the way I always do, paraphrasing the great Rocket Raccoon. When it comes to sportscasts on the internet, ain't no thing like us, except us.